This week's Parsha is Parshas Noach. Now, normally, when we think of the Parsha of Noach, we think of Noah, we think of the flood, the Mabel, we think of Noah's Ark, we think of the fact that he worked on it for, I think, 120 years. Can you imagine working for 120 years building this massive structure? And everybody's asking you, what's that for? It's for the flood, and clearly no one took him seriously. But I want to look at something else in the parsha, and that is the story about what you call the Tower of Babel, the generation of Migdal Babel, the generation that built a tower to the sky somehow as a protest or as a rebellion against God. So it appears in chapter 11 of Bereshit, of Genesis, and it tells us, it's very cryptic, it's an extremely cryptic account. It says that everyone on earth had the same language and the same words. Vayihi kol ha'aretz safa achat udvarim achadim. Vayihi b'nasam mikedem. And as they migrated from the east, and they came upon a valley, Eretz Shinar, in the place of in the land of Shinar, vayeshvu sham, and they settled there. They settled in the valley. Vayomu ish el re'ehu, and they said one to another, hava nilbana levenim, let us make bricks, v'nisrafa l'srefa, and we should make them very strong. We're going to burn them. We're going to make them hard. And then sure enough, so the bricks were like stone, and the chemar was like mortar. So they built these strong, they were building a strong foundation to this building. And then they said, Vayomer hava nivna lanu ir umigdal v'rosho b'shamayim. So now let us build a city and a tower that will go with its top v'rosho b'shamayim, its top in the sky, and we'll make for ourselves a name. Pen nafutz al pnei kol ha'aretz. So that we shouldn't be scattered all over the world. We want to. So they basically think of image of everybody's coming together. What looks like an apparent, seems like a good thing. They're unified, and they're going to build this this tower up into the heavens, into the shamayim, into the sky. They're going to make for themselves a name, and we're not going to be spread out. God comes down, Vayered Hashem lirot et ha'ir v'et ha'migdal. God comes to see this city and this tower, Asher banu b'nei ha'adam, that the man had built. And God says, Vayomer Hashem, hein am echad v'safa achad l'kulam, v'zeh hechilim la'asod, v'yata lo yibatzer b'hem kol asher yazumu la'asod. And God said, if as one people with one language for all, this is how they have begun to act, that nothing that they may propose to do will be out of their reach. So basically, they're on some kind of path that's a problem. So we'll come down, God says, and we're going to mess up their language. So I'm going to mess up the languages so that people don't understand each other. And then God scattered them all over the face of the whole earth, and they stopped building the city. And that's why they called this place Babel, Babel, because that's where God was Mebalbel. He mixed up the languages, and from there he spread them out throughout the world. So the question is, what did they do wrong? And what is the God's action here by changing up the language and then spreading them, scattering them around the world. Like, what's happening here? What were they doing? What were they trying to accomplish? And what's the reaction? What is God doing in reaction to this activity? So our rabbis teach us that this was a rebellion. Rashi actually, in the first line, he says that they came by Yihikol Aretz Safa Achat V'Dvarim Achadim. They were conspiring somehow that they were going to go and fight God. They came with one plan, saying, "He has no right to select the heavenly regions exclusively for himself. Let us ascend to the skies and make war upon him." So they wanted to go to battle. They wanted to, and they were unified in this. Another explanation is that they were bothered by the idea of one God. And the other is that they were concerned that there was another flood coming. This is not that long after the flood of Noah, and they were trying to create some kind of prevention for another flood. Okay, so there seems to be a theme of rebellion against God. But what's the danger? What is bothering God if their people are unified? If in the generation of the flood there was a lack of unity and the entire civilization broke down, there was a breakdown in civil interaction. That's by the generation of the flood. So now, fast forward, here they're finally unified. So then, what's the problem? And the problem is in how they were approaching and what they were trying to accomplish as a unified group. What were they trying to do? They were building a place that was devoid of God. They were perhaps saying, "Hey, we're building this like this tower to kind of separate ourselves, to make a separation, a wall between man and God." But it was more than that. It's that they were trying to accomplish, make themselves a name. Nase lanu shem. Let us make a name for ourselves. But they did it in a way that crushed the individual. Somehow, in this process of rebellion, they actually, what the rabbis explain in their building of this tower, it was the building material that became more important than the humanity. The human element was lost. The cause became the ultimate and the only thing that mattered. And although a very cryptic story here for us, what is the reaction? God says, "I'm going to change up and force multiple languages on this group of people, so that now they're forced to be different." You understand? Here they were so unified, but in that unification, there was a loss of individuality. And that also was incredibly dangerous. And so God came and he forced this group of people to separate and to become individualized and to have individual identity. That was the answer. That was the, whereas in the generation of the flood, it was so bad. The water came and washed it all away, and they had to start fresh with Noah and his family. Here in the generation of the Dor HaFlaga, in the generation of the Tower of Babel, there's something different going on. And that was that in unity, there also, when it's taken too far and the cause becomes more important than the individual, that's also dangerous. And the answer is balance. Rav Kook says, most beautiful idea, that the idea of shalom, of peace, is only found when you have many different voices that are unique and different, and when they can come together and maintain their uniqueness and their individuality, but are able to come together within that, so that you have both elements, that's peace. But what we have in this one parsha, you have expressions of breakdown of society, that's not going to work. That's the generation of the flood. And then we have the generation, the Dor HaFlaga, where they were unified, but they lost individuality. And that too is just as bad. And the answer is Rav Kook's idea. Sim Shalom Tova, like the idea of coming together, the idea of peace, is to have the ability to highlight that each of us can be our own unique individual selves and be able to coexist together and to respect and to love each other for our own uniqueness, and to be able to appreciate those, each voice, for what it is, and to accept, and at the same time to be able to come together and to be unified with that balance. We clearly, this is something to strive for, but it's something that we take away from this parsha. We need to remember how important it is to have our individual identity and to appreciate and to develop that, develop ourselves and who we are, and at the same time to work towards having connection to the community and having that balance. It's something that is always, effort needs to be done to have that balance. But this is the takeaway. This is what's going on, that we can make a name for ourselves, but not to the exclusion of where it takes away from who each person is. And so the idea is, and I think that what comes up is that we pushed away God. And the answer, what comes out of this, the outgrowth of this Dor HaFlaga, is who? It's Avraham. We're introduced to him at the end of the parsha. Avraham Avinu, the person who really gets things started, is a person who appreciated his individuality. He was Avraham HaEvri. He was on the other side. He was his own independent person who ultimately was able to go out to the masses and bring them in and was able to create this balance. And so we should be able to take this lesson to heart. We should be able to realize that we need to strive for both these things. The idea of understanding and really cultivating our individuality, and at the same time striving for this balance of being part of a greater whole as well. And in that way, we should be zocha to be able to see the ultimate shalom, the ultimate peace, which will come at the end of days. Wishing everybody a wonderful Shabbos.